hears this podcast one day and is like, that's my dick.
Was it curved up?
Yeah. I've got a plan for the 10-inch guy.
Takes off my cute little panties, throws them on the ground. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on, because I got a cute little pit bull. And I was like, my dog's going to eat my panties.
My wife is definitely, she knows that Jameson is one of the best things for her pussy and the worst things for my reputation.
Oh, I'm going to give you a low bones.
Hey everyone, I'm your host Marty. Join us for week 12 of Salacious Oasis as we welcome Holly from HollyHotWifeLife.com. We dive into review of the Swinger Society 2.0 and we share the experiences at Colette. Events included Hot Wife Fridays at Colette locations. We also discuss STD education and preventative measures, followed by Holly's review of her own vibe toy, completed with a bit of electricity. Stay tuned for an electrifying episode, so hold on to your chonies.
Exactly what I wanted.
Say it again.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Salacious Oasis. We have a special guest here, and this is going to be your first time listening to her voice, and she goes by the name of...
Holly.
Holly, you heard that right. Now, Holly is a dear friend of mine. We've known each other, say, about 7 years?
Five or six, seven, somewhere in there. It's been a few.
But I would say about 5 years.
A couple years pre-COVID.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We go back. And down. every time I think there's like that whole thing with the DJ booth. Yeah.
Back in the days when I used to DJ at Poker Night Social Club, I was always happy to see you. I always felt...
And you knew that I was going to ask for a particular song.
Cake by the Ocean.
I always had my song that I never heard until you played it. And I was like, I love that song.
Yeah, that was back in the days.
You're a lifestyle. You are a brand and a lifestyle and in yourself, in and of yourself.
For those of you that have not heard of Holly, Holly has her own website. Holly, would you like to share your link on that?
I do. I have the website's just kind of an afterthought for the podcast. Mm-hmm. That is HollysHotWifeLife.com. HollysHotWifeLife. Yeah, something like that. Hot Wife Life. HollysHotWifeLife.com.
For those that are not familiar with hot wifing, do you want to explain a little bit for those newbies?
Sure. That lifestyle, and there's a lot of nuances and intricacies, but generally it revolves around a wife who has sex with other men. Mm-hmm. There can be cuckold situations. There can be stag vixen. So that's to say it can be a respectful, similarly consenting between a husband and a wife. It can be a wife that is more female dominant in the relationship and still consenting ideally between the husband and wife. And then they usually have hot wife is traditionally MFM or male, female, male.
Mm-hmm. So does it? You don't have to be necessarily be married, but it can also be a relationship as far as...
Committed relationship. It's usually a male-female relationship where they invite another male into the relationship in some capacity.
How about friends with benefits?
I don't see why not. To be fair, I mean, I think that's... We try to give some level of guidelines for people to understand what our interests are, but at the same time, who am I to define?
So as long as there's communication and honesty,
yeah,
it can go a long ways and be fun for both.
Yeah, like mine. And if you heard my podcast, you know that I always included my husband in the discussion of who I'd play with. Mm-hmm. And it came to a point that our lifestyles were so busy that there were times I would go play without him, but I always videoed it. And that was private personal use, but it's nice for that transparency because I think that's really important along with the communication that you have a transparent relationship with your primary partner. So that there's no funny business going on.
So everyone's on the same page in the end.
You always want it to be consensual and healthy. And, and I always say that the lifestyle for me was an extracurricular activity, right? You couldn't be playing the outside sports in high school if you weren't getting the grades. So,
True.
So that's where I come from.
And Holly's going to be joining me and helping me reviewing on segments that we have. It's going to be on groups and travels and educational. And of course, one of Holly's toys. So we'll get to that here soon. Our first choice, we picked up a group called, which I'm pretty sure some of you are familiar with, the Swinger Society 2.0. Have you heard of that one, Holly, by any chance?
You know, there's so many wonderful groups.
I know.
I think it's usually we look at it and then I'm like, ooh, yeah, I have heard of them. Or there's some relation, you know, everything's got like 6 degrees of separation.
On this particular group, some events happening on this coming weekend, 21st and the 24th at Secrets Resorts Takeover. This is provided by Mandy K and the Swinger Society 2.0. For the title on this one, or the theme for this, is Forever Young.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Talk about Forever Young. Now, they do focus on something for being forever young. They're asking for the girls to dress up in their cheerleader outfits. Is that what I was reading on there?
Yeah, I think it was a whole throwback to the high school with the uniforms, mm-hmm. whether it was your school uniforms, or your cheerleaders. It looks like just a whole high school inspired. That's becoming popular so much, like the idea of adult camp, summer camp. But this looks like it's much more of that, just that high school, take me back to those good old days and fun, carefree.
Right.
So
this is a perfect event for those that are in the lifestyle but have actually been together since high school.
That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine showing up and be like, yeah, we've been together since high school? It's a perfect theme for them.
Could I do that as a high school reunion? That might get a little awkward, huh? Hey, friends.
You never know. Hey, you were my crush back then. Mm-hmm. But yes, they have these events again happening on March 21st all the way through the 24th at Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah, so, looks like a blast.
Yeah.
If you are in that area, I would take full advantage. Party like it's 1999.
Yes, please do. Prince. Gotta love Prince.
Hell yeah. Aww. That guy was sexy as fuck.
Oh, such a talented dude.
Talent and charisma.
Talking about traveling next, our next segment is going to be on Colette. Now, Holly, you've heard of him before, right?
I did have the privilege just happened to be in Dallas for something, and I hit up Colette's in Dallas, and I really think that they do a nice quality. I think I might have even talked about it on my podcast back at the time, but they have a nice, you know, good quality clubs. I enjoy that they're open a larger time window. So a lot of clubs are just on the weekend. So the fact that they're open Wednesday to Sunday, we were noticing. Really like that they have a little bit more time. If you're traveling, I mean, a lot of people are traveling during the week for work. You can hop over
in Dallas.
Hell yeah.
Have a layover for over the night? Colette, why not?
Why not? Make just use of it.
Make sure you have your membership.
Totally.
They're having their parties on March 22nd, which is on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And what an appropriate theme for this one.
Yes,
Hot
please.
Wife Fridays. Mm-mm-mm.
Bring on the Bulls.
Bulls, if you're out there in the area, you know where to go.
We were looking at Colette's in Houston for the Hot Wife Fridays. Mm-hmm. It looks like that's kind of a reoccurring theme in some of their other locations. So Colette's has more than one location.
Correct.
And that's when we started to look at our events and noticed that there were some other fun events in, what did we go to? Austin?
Yes, there are also Colette's on Saturday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Saturday on the 23rd, they're doing an 80s night theme. So talk about nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. All the
fun. I just recently watched a band play Nothing But 80s, New Wave Crave here in Reno, Nevada.
Oh, yes. I hear they're playing again this weekend.
They're playing almost every weekend.
All the time.
Yes, they're gaining some momentum.
It's good stuff.
So back to Colette's 80s night. So basically what they have here, dust off your leg warmers, tease that hair, and prep your shoulder pads. Oh, those shoulder pads. Yes, they were very popular back in the 80s, believe it or not.
I just was getting the tease the hair, and then I'm feeling the Something About Mary vibe. So I guess if you're going to a lifestyle event, you could tease your hair with all the appropriate products straight out of someone else's cock.
Don't forget your aqua spray.
Oh, yeah, get the Aquanet out. Try not to light anything on fire.
Oh. So for you, those of you that are into the 80s and love that music from the 80s, this is the perfect spot for you guys. Again, Holly has been there. And what was the atmosphere there for you when you were there?
You know, it had great music. It had a great vibe. And it's just a quality high-end club. I just appreciated that it was a comfortable, safe place. You felt like they were inviting. They took you on a quick tour. I think it's a nice quality place to go. It is a large venue when I went to the one in Dallas. So it's definitely one that, you know, you're looking for the nights when there's more people. But it felt safe and comfortable, and I always appreciate that. Something that feels safe and clean and comfortable. Good stuff.
So there you have it. Now check it out. If you're in the area in Dallas, and like I said, they're not only in Dallas, but they're also in Austin, Texas, among other cities, which New Orleans and
Houston.
Houston, and I definitely want to go check them out as well.
Field trip. So, we were definitely talking about field trips.
Field trips. You mentioned Canada. Passport ready. Let's do this.
Kissimmee, Florida. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll
field
be
trips,
there
please.
Invite us. We're all down for it. Here in Reno, Nevada, there's a few of us that are just waiting for some adventures to happen and start meeting the rest of the community, not just locally, but also the nationwide and eventually globally. You never know. The sky's the limit.
Definitely. We were looking at some of those events in France.
Ooh, those French, man. They...
Oh, German? I'm trying to think. There's... No, I have a friend from the Netherlands.
Side story.
I think I've heard the Netherlands has got some good stuff, too.
The Netherlands, huh? I haven't heard anything about the Netherlands.
I had a friend. I had a lifestyle friend from the Netherlands. Ooh. I had to hydrate well.
the next couple of weeks, we'll bring up some more travel agencies that are out there that provide cruise ships, and they also provide hotel takeovers and whatnot. So there's so much out there. So if you don't know where to start, as simple as searching, you will be able to see what's going on in the community. So,
and I think we'll probably help with finding some of the quality. I think there's a lot of great things, and there's some that are, you know, not as wonderful, and we just focus on the wonderful stuff.
Right.
So like the ones that we've had friends or we've attended, they're like, this was fun. This was a good place. Mm-hmm. We want to share that. We want people to know.
I'm all for it.
Yes.
And moving on to our next segment, it's going to be on educational. We are going to talk about a very heavy topic.
Yes.
But it must be talked about because...
super important.
Holly, we're talking about certain things as far as like sometimes people are just kind of, you know, brushing it under the rug. It's like, oh, you know, I'm okay. I'm good. You know, are you?
Well, and I think sometimes we've come back around full circle to this, like when I was younger and it was like, well, that person's attractive. They're healthy. Mm-hmm. They're physically, if you look at them, they look great. So why would you be concerned about STDs?
Well, looks can be deceiving.
True that.
Risky behaviors can have consequences.
Yeah.
So I know that we don't like to talk about it, but it's a must. And it's as simple as just wearing condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Wear some condoms. There's some preventative measures out there that you can take.
Totally.
Be honest with the person you're going to be with, because I mean, you are being intimate with this person,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, there is some fluid exchanges in there. Mm-hmm. So just something to think about, you know, just be safe out there. And the most important, just get yourself tested.
Get yourself tested. Yes. And I think that goes back to clear communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had someone that brought up that they had herpes and that was a fair, open communication and gave me the opportunity to make my own decisions on whether or not to interact. I respected that person so much more that they were fair, open, and honest about the situation. It's amazing.
My respect to that person.
Mad respect.
Yes, absolutely. Because it takes a lot for a person to say, hey, by the way, I have this, this, and this.
And that even, you know, it's very different, but not dissimilar too from saying whether you've had a vasectomy or whether you're on birth control and being true and honest about that. You can't be like, oh, I'm on birth control and then not be, or not be regular about it, or say you're using a condom and then pull it off. That's not cool.
Again, just be honest. Be straight up. You know, it's not the end of the world if you know if you don't get laid that day. Because there's going to be somebody that is probably in the same position that you're in. And before you know it, you both are having a great time and have fun times.
And safe sex is sexy.
Yes.
Consent is sexy.
Consent is sexy.
Safety is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I can not be, if I'm not having a concern, then I'm in my head on all the orgasms.
Yes. And if there is a concern, definitely speak up. Do not stay quiet. Because remember, skin is for life. This is your skin we're talking about, you know, like herpes, you know, that's something you have to, manage for life. You know, and I know the higher population has it now and you know, a lot of people don't talk about it.
And it's manageable, but you should be able to communicate and we should be able to communicate if we're going to be having, if you're going to be sharing fluids, you should be able to use your words too.
Absolutely. So be safe out there.
Use your words if you're sharing your fluids. Yes, please. Yes.
Moving on to something, you know, and more of a...
Let's get back to the light and fun. I'm an impulse buyer, man.
You're an impulse buyer.
I am an impulse buyer. So I found this because I really appreciate... Can I plug where I buy this from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because by accident, I asked a friend, I said, I want to get a flogger. And he's a tall, very handsome gentleman that because he's very tall, he has large floggers. And I was like, I want a flogger like you have. And he was like, Mr. S. Leather out of San Francisco, out of the Bay Area.
Ooh.
So I ordered my flogger. Number one, I think it's very reasonably priced for the quality. I think they have really good pricing. So I bought this beautiful flogger, but now I follow what they come out with for toys. And this toy popped up and I was like, I want it.
What's the name of this toy?
I want it. This one is called Tickling Truman. And the tickling aspect is because it is an e-stim. If you're not familiar with e-stim, that is electricity. And I'm not super familiar, but generally my experience with e-stim is kind of that there's multiple aspects to it. And it's like you need a ground and like there's like the purple wand, violet wand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few pieces and it's a little more involved. And I am not that mentally involved and I need something simple. So to me, this is like it looks like a simple vibrator.
It does.
That vibrates, but also has various electrical modes.
Yeah.
So stimulation modes.
To remember as a kid, there was always that one kid that brought in that little shocker.
That goes
into
the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Hands to the other one. Well, similar, but you know, not as intense as...
Well, I said this one, if it's on low, it's kind of like if your hand fell asleep and it's all tingly. That's what it feels like to me on low. But then you start...
Yeah. Once you turn it up...
What'd we decide? It has 5 programs with 10 intensity levels and then 8 vibration programs with 5 intensity levels. So it is multi-use.
As far as the vibrations, a lot of them just don't use all of them. I mean,
I think generally people pick what they like and they go.
And then that's it. So if it's like the third one, that's it.
And then personally, I'm a little bit odd, as much as I'm an impulse and I'm like, ooh, I want it. I much prefer, I don't know, communal play. I don't like to play solo with my toys. I like to play with other people with my toys. Or other people play with my toys with me. So I love having toys.
On this new tour, you're going to let someone play with that?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, yes, please. That's why I end up with cuffs. And like, I am not a dominant person, but I'm like, wait, I need a spreader bra and I need cuffs and I need a flogger and I need a electric toy. Yeah.
Why not?
All the things that I want used on me.
So if there's a brave med gentleman out there.
I'll try anything twice. Well, not anything, but most anything twice. Oh my gosh. I just saw recently the best, they say best safe word.
Which
is? Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. I was like, that's awful. That is not, I mean, I guess make your safe word what you want, but meatloaf.
Good song, by the way.
Squirrel.
I should put that in the background.
This is the problem of talking with me. We will go 20 different directions.
And that's okay, because we accept you and we love you just for who you are. And that's what I love about the community. You know, you know, we're not all perfect, but we're all definitely a community.
So we said we're all about the energy.
Yes.
If you've got a good vibe and you're a good-hearted human that wants to have fun and love on people, or however that works for you, I don't care if you're an introvert or an extrovert or a whatever. If you're here to enjoy the vibe,
let's do it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So on that
That's
note,
a fuck yes.
Fuck yeah. So the vibe, go get it.
There it is.
Go check it out. What's the website we can get it at?
I think you can get a lot of different places, but it's MyStim is the maker. So you can go to mystim.com, but if you Google MyStim, so it's MYSTIM, you can go to mystim.com or Google MyStim's Tickling Truman, and you can get it. I think it's on a lot of different sites. Resell it.
I'll have it on the link here. I'll post that as well, so it's easier for people to find. Once again, thank you so much, Holly. Thank you for taking the time to come over here and talk to, you know, the listeners out here.
Oh, it's a pleasure visiting, as always.
Yes, and Dom says to tell you hi and send you some hugs.
We're gonna get back together next time.
We will. Enjoy everything that's going on out there. Enjoy the parties. Colette, you guys are doing an amazing job. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
And we love you guys. Peace out, vibrators.